me in a the next song. Oh yo, God the list of the name too long.
Rasta got soul. Soul.
If you're singing along this afternoon, you're thinking the vibes of Q905.
We got soul.
60 seconds, well,
Rasta got soul.
Stopped for your favorite program.
We got soul. Lord, Rasta got soul.
I hope you got soul.
Music rocking my bones.
Reggae music rocking your bones. Let's come back on the talk on the block. Stick around. Good afternoon, Dominica. Good afternoon. Mr. John Nicholson, always locked in the afternoon. We'll be talking to you soon, okay? I suspect you have a lot to talk about. 12:37 is the afternoon time. Welcome to the talk on the block. If it's on the block, we'll talk about it. Again, good afternoon and welcome to the talk on the block. If it's on the block, then we'll talk about it. Imagine this morning we're so busy talking to the candidate for the United Workers Party in the Cottage constituency that we missed out on the nurses' protest action there outside of the Princess Margaret Hospital. I was very lucky to catch a piece of the action. I spoke to Ronald Charles, representing the United Workers Party, and of course, one who has been standing by himself for the nurses in Dominica. He's very happy that the nurses are beginning to speak. We caught up with Ronald Charles outside of the Princess Margaret Hospital this morning. Here's Ronald Charles.
Yes, we are getting in touch with Ronald Charles at this time, who's joining nurses at the Princess Margaret Hospital. You can hear the voices there in the background. The nurses are protesting again for the second straight day. Ronald, good morning. Good morning to you. Good day to you.
Good morning to you, Matt. I mean, the voices are loud, so I'm kind of struggling to hear you. But the nurses are at the entrance of the Princess Margaret Hospital. This morning, this is the second day of on their role to protest and to get what they need. And this has been communicated throughout the world. And I believe, you know, people are quite aware as to what the nurses of the Commonwealth of Dominica are asking for. They're there this morning, Mark. It is in large numbers. They are standing their ground and they are chanting from this morning. Yeah? And they are deciding that, hey, this is not going to stop until the needs are met. And they're saying this with no, you know, without any reservation that this thing is going to continue. I spoke to one of the nurses just a while ago, and the other move that they will be making is to the Bayfront tomorrow morning. They will be now moving their location to the Bayfront until the entire administration listen and or work with them in order that they can reach their goal, and that is to just to improve the conditions in the hospital for our nurses. Our nurses, as I've said it before, is a fundamental part of our healthcare service, and they, in their own right, it deservingly must be treated at the highest end. And if we claim that we have X amount of money and we're doing this, they would not be out there if their needs were being met, man.
But Ronald, tell me, I mean, yesterday you were actually outside of the ministry there, talking to, of course, you know, just being there for the nurses. We know that in recent times you've had protest action there, one-man protest action for the nurses outside the Princess Margaret Hospital. Is the crowd that we saw yesterday much bigger, the representation for the nurses this morning?
The representation this morning is much bigger, Matt. So there's definite sign of it's going on. There are one or two persons that are not nurses, but are just standing up and in solidarity. A lot of bus drivers are stop and go. But the crowd is reasonable in the circumstances, because some of them have to leave to go to work, so they can only stay for a certain period of time. But it's a reasonable crowd up at the Princess Margaret Hospital, and they look like they're enthusiastic about what they're doing, but more so, as they keep chanting, they need better care for the nurses. Nurses need to be taken seriously, and this has to be done.
So they will move to the Bayfront, you said, tomorrow. The protest is continuing.
Yes, according to the information that I've received, that the demonstration and or protest, whatever you call it, they will be moving to the Bayfront tomorrow to basically, you know, spread the word that this thing has to come to an end, and the communication has to improve, and the needs of the nurses has to be met before it's too late.
Ronald, would you be able to ask, I know it's a very busy time and they're just about to wrap it up, would you be able to talk to one of the nurses there, that want their voices heard this morning, a voice heard?
Well, hold on, Matt, let me just see. Hold on. Matt, hold on, they're busy chanting. I'm just trying to see. Hold on, Matt, hold on. I'm trying to go through the crowd to see if I can get.
I'm holding on, Ronald.
Matt, you hearing the voices?
I'm hearing the voices, Ronald. I'm hearing the voices.
You know, and it's a little bit difficult to get them, but there is a gentleman here. Yeah, hold on. There's a gentleman there that may just want to express himself, and he's there standing with me. So, what's your name, man?
Oh, my name is Jabless. Jabless. Been lady for, but my boss name is Jabless. Everybody know me as Jabless.
And Jabless, tell us, what do you think about the demonstration this morning?
Well, since yesterday, I heard the nurses have something going on, the nurses. So this morning, while I pass in by the hospital, I see a group of young ladies standing up. When I look carefully, I see nurses. So when I hear them speaking about justice, I say I must give a listening ear, and I must come and give my support. So I am here right now to give my support on the behalf of Stock Farm bus drivers. I'm a Stock Farm bus driver, so I come to give my support to them. Because as a man that going to service every Saturday, I cannot pass and hear people talking about justice and pass straight. What is very surprising me is that, where is those guys that preaching, those pastors, those priests? Because nurses is very important for our country. We cannot neglect the nurses' cry. We have to give the nurses the full support they deserve, because if today we neglect them, we ignore their cry, and tomorrow we sick, to whom are we going? Because nurses and policemen, they are very important civil servants. So we have to give them the full support that is needed. And I call in on all Dominicans to give the nurses the support they need. If nurses asking for transportation to take them home at 12 o'clock in the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, we cannot neglect that. We need to give them that kind of support because they need it. Nurses is very important, Dominicans. Let us don't neglect them. They are very, very important. So let us get close and support. That is not a politics business. That is about nurses. That is about Dominicans, about us. So it's not politics. I'm asking those pastors and those priests, please, to come and take the concern so that we could bring it to ministry and they could assist them because they need the help.
Matt, that's one of the... Matt, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here with you, Ronald.
I just got a nurse now who is going to say something to you. Yes, my dear.
We just need the healthcare system to be improved in order to provide effective care to the nation.
All right, Matt. That is one of the comments from the nurses. Very short and sweet. But you heard it from one bus driver. And that seems to be the general sentiment up at the Princess Margaret Hospital.
But, Ronald, it seems clear that their concerns are growing and the cry is becoming louder.
Yes, Matt. And I suspect I'm seeing bystanders there. People are looking on and people are blowing their horns and bus drivers are coming. One or two of them is already parking and, you know, so I suspect this demonstration is a legitimate cause and a lot of us can relate to what is going on at the Princess Margaret Hospital. As I've said it before, many, many communications have been going on between the authorities and the nurses, and they've not been, the answers is just, yes, I heard one of the nurses say that, yes, one or two things were done, but the majority, the hardcore things that is needed to be done is still left to unfold. And therefore, I will continue to stand up with them, Matt. I will continue to say thank you for giving them that listening ear because it's important that their voices get out there. And, you know, we have to do what we have to do.
All right, Ronald Charles, thank you, of course, for being a voice there for the nurses. You have been and continue to be, you know. So we will keep in touch with the nurses and find out what is the next step at this time. Thank you, Ronald.
I'll keep you posted.
It's 12 to 1. Of course, nurses continue with their protest action demonstration. They're gathering. The numbers seem to be growing day by day. Tomorrow they will be on the Bayfront in Roseau. Go and give the nurses some support. We'll give you more information as we move along. Somebody just made a comment there. That I want to share with you. Somebody's asking me, Matt, will you have another show in the evening? Oh my God, you want me on the radio morning, noon, and night now? Maybe a change of plans I'm hearing there. That they may be somewhere around the credit union area in the afternoon tomorrow. We'll give you updates as they come along. But the nurses seem determined. We'll continue to monitor and give you the updates as it comes along. If you want to comment at this time, feel free to do so. 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257, 305-432-9624, 347-349-7431. Let's get to the telephone at this time. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Matt, I'm fine. I want to congratulate the nurses, Matt, for standing up for their rights, Matt. Roosevelt Skerritt is arranging protection for his family. And Matt, a week or so ago, two people who came to the hospital got into a fight. Somehow they were enemies of some sort, and they were fighting on the ward, and there was no security there for the nurses to protect them. These two people were fighting right on the ward like they wanted to kill each other, and the nurses were at risk. The nurses have practically no security in the hospital. Anyone could walk in there and do what they want. But Roosevelt Skerritt is arranging private security for his family. You see where the interest lies? Who is he serving? His family or the people of Dominica? So, Matt, the nurses shall not work until they get security. The nurses shall not work until they get an increase in salary. We notice that Roosevelt Skerritt has promoted all these police officers. A promotion in the police force is an increase in salary, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
It must be mentioned that way. A promotion in the police force is an increase in salary. So Roosevelt Skerritt has taken the top of the police, promoted them so that they will be loyal to him, to secure himself. Okay? So I
tell you that we'll have that discussion a little after 1 o'clock, but this is our focus here at this time. We will talk about this new military, new police wing, a little after news time. Hello, talk to me. Yes, yes?
Yes, Mato, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
Yes. Mato, my focus here this afternoon is having to do with the whole healthcare issue in Dominica, and particularly nurses who is operating under difficult circumstances, Matt. Because here it is, you are hearing, Matt, billions of dollars has been flinging by our passport, Petro-Caribbean tax and all kind of monies, Matt, and it is not going into the hands or the coffers of the nurses or the public servants, Matt, to increase their salary. But they deserve more than a decent salary, Matt. Because, Matt, they have to be on the hustle, on the move, all night, Matt, taking care of us, taking care of our children, taking care of our illnesses, our pressure, our diabetes, everything, Matt. And come on, Matt, and Roosevelt Skerritt, Matt, disrespecting the nurses, Matt. And, you know, he gives too many attention to the foreigners, Matt. And I am saying, Matt, I am in full and total support with the nurses. I am in solidarity with them. And however, tomorrow morning, Matt, come early o'clock, I will be standing with them in solidarity. Wherever they are appearing, Matt, I will be with them. The reason I was not with them today is because I was in a forum, in a function with the DIC and with the Chief Electoral Office. So that is why, Matt, but I will be there for sure early o'clock, and I call in on all Dominicans from all walks of life. If you are interested in your health care, in your health, come out tomorrow in massive numbers to stand in solidarity and to give our nurses support. I thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you, too. Thank you, too. Yes, we'll try to get an update as it relates to a meeting, very important meeting that took place as it relates to elections, electoral reform. I'll see if I can get to Lofty. I was told that you were at that meeting this morning there with the chief elections officer and his officers as well, and, of course, the chairman of the commission, electoral commission. Hello, talk to me. 12:55. Yes? Hello? Nobody there. Are you there, caller? Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm in solidarity with the nurses.
Uh-huh.
And I quote, greed makes people blind and deaf and senseless. A public servant means working for the people, not for self. Thank you. Good afternoon, Matt.
Somebody wanted to hear the sound there, boy.
No matter, feel no way.
Peter Tosh. Coming close to payday. Coming close to payday. Feel no way. I'll give you the latest as it relates to a story I just told you this morning. I'll talk to you about after the news. I'll tell you. It appears that some medical official may be in police custody. Sometime last week, it was reported there in the... the St. Lucia Star. I'll read the headline there. Blood money. Last December, the newspaper featured an item that centered on the operations of phlebotomy learning center located at the time at the Peña Street in Castries. The Education Ministry had cautioned against registering for courses there, while the chief medical officer acknowledged that there had been complaints about that company. It turned out that the learning center was not appropriately accredited. According to accreditation, was never mentioned in that flyer at all. The circulator, which was circulated, WhatsApp, it contained promises of students qualifying to sit the ASCP, American Society for Clinical Pathology. And apparently the same was happening in Dominica. I've just been told that the medical professional involved, the doctor involved, may just have been picked up by the police. I will share a little more information when we come back. After this, the news is next right here on TV. So somebody allegedly involving training persons, charging large amounts of money for training in terms of pulling blood. Watch who pulls your blood. And they're giving certification, but that certification, a certificate, has not been given the blessings from medical authorities here. The police may be questioning an individual as we speak, as it relates to that story. Have you received training in recent times, and you were certified. News is coming up next. Stick around. And there's a lot more to talk about. So if you receive a certificate in phlebotomy, that certificate may not be worth your salt. And whoever was involved was allegedly taking thousands of dollars to provide such training. We'll tell you more as the information comes along. That's all I will say. We're going to come back. We're going to come back right after this. Right after this.
Massive sales at the J. Astafan & Company Limited in Roseau. 75% off. You heard right, 75% off. That's on selective items such as furniture, clothing, appliances, electronics, cosmetics, and much more. Come down to our big two-day sale on March 29th and March 30th. Don't miss it, Astafans. Right place, right price.
Hunger and Thirst, the Jama Group of the People's Pentecostal Family Church presents popular gospel artist Xavier Foster live in concert. Saturday, March 30th at the Michael Bill Daniel Memorial Park in Goodwill, 7 p.m. Other performances will come from the Oasis Dancers, Expressions of Him, KJV, Jekro, Solace, Nathalie Joseph, Ebony, Anointed Singers, and the Love Project Choir, among others. Tickets cost only $5 for children and $10 for adults. Come support this fundraising event. For more information, call 285-5265 or 615-7801. Don't you miss it.
It's the king of clean, make your clothes bright and clean. It's the king of clean, use it in the washing machine.
My place, my clothes and things have to be spotless.
Spotless,
Spotless Bleach makes your home and workplace healthier spotless. For real. Distributed by Springfield Trading Limited and available spotless. At retailers island-wide. Call 448-2340 for more information.
Spotless.
When life bowls you a fast one, all it takes is a thin edge and into the keeper's gloves because you caught on the wrong foot. But thank God for the big edge when you can slash at life's bouncers and over the fieldsman into the boundary. Yes, the Big Edge Financial Express for emergency funding, financial difficulties, Ubuswelasha one time. And the Alikuti Big Edge Financial Express to Pwe Ministry right opposite the Treasury. If a kitemodo, their rates are lower than the competition. Life and all its bouncers, reverse swing, simple job for umpire Doug Trove, out. But Big Edge is the third umpire. Keep on one lot chance. Big Edge can tue a asufon. Big Edge can delay the stress at the back of your neck. Big Edge will make you smile again. So come for your little loan. Call 440-9009 and rise again if Big Edge Financial Express opposite the Treasury. Big Edge, financing your most cherished moments.
Take advantage of a Big Edge Financial Dip and Win promotion. Dips include instant cash, groceries, pedicures, manicures, and more. All loans are eligible, and the promotion ends May 31st. Conditions apply.
It only takes one cough. It only takes one sneeze. It only takes one laugh. It only takes one conversation. Nearly 40 to 60% of people go untreated for tuberculosis and die.
tuberculosis is easy to catch and anyone can get it. Keep you and your family healthy by washing your hands, covering your mouth when you sneeze and cough. Avoid overcrowding. Visit your healthcare provider if you think you have been exposed to someone with tuberculosis. Don't get caught with tuberculosis. Stay healthy.
You requested it and we have heard. You have been asking and it's now a reality. St. Lucia, St. Lucia, St. Lucia. May Day, one day to St. Lucia with Val Ferry, May 6th. For only $264, we are sailing to the Helen of the West, St. Lucia. Departing the Rosa Ferry Terminal at 6 a.m. Departing St. Lucia at 6 p.m. Contact our offices to register. Val Ferry, May Day, one day to St. Lucia, May 6th. Your wishes, Val Ferry Commander. Said Lissy, Val Ferry Kevin Papa.
Dominica, we have answered the call of the Nature Island, made a natural choice to introduce Bryce & Company Dominica Limited's manufacturing plant. All Dominicans can now enjoy the highest quality, locally made metal roofing and aluminum seamless gutters in a variety of styles and a rainbow of colors at unbeatable prices. Bryce & Company is committed to helping Dominicans build better. We're located at the Precy Mart compound in Canefield. Telephone 617-2468. Bryce & Company, building resilience, building for living, building for life.
Dominica's Jazz and Creole celebrates 10 years of honeyed sounds of jazz vibrations soaked in Creole rhythms. On May 5th, 2019, join us at Fort Shirley Cabrits National Park in Portsmouth, Dominica from 2 p.m. Our featured artists, Johan Chuckery of Trinidad, the exquisite Mel, and the rising stars Smith Brothers out of Dominica, plus more are waiting to entice you. The environment is addictive. The cuisine is palatable. The cool Caribbean breeze and the view overlooking the Caribbean Sea is breathtaking. It's an event for the entire family. Come join us for the 10th edition of Dominica's Jazz and Creole on May 5th, 2019 at Fort Shirley Cabrits National Park. This event is presented by the Government of Dominica and the Discover Dominica Authority, ready and willing to host you.
All right, Dominica, we are back. Of course, we do apologize for the absence of the news this afternoon. We continue to talk. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the talk on the block. There's so much to talk about, so little time. Reports of fire in the Labas area again. I'm seeing some smoke from pictures emanating from the Labas area. We'll try to follow that one for you. And I also reported to you earlier in the St. Lucia Star, I read some time, a story captioned, Blood Money. Apparently, a doctor, a local doctor, I'm being told, has been involved in treating persons in what has been described as phlebotomy, the art of removing blood for tests. And this person's, you know, may have been or may have had to pay some monies. Thousands of dollars for that training. We've been told, even in the region, that the health authorities there may not be accepting that certificate for training, because that specific doctor has not been given the green light to to provide that kind of training and is now in police custody. What else do we expect to hear? Well, will these people get their monies back? I'm sure we'll find out in time. But we're here and we promise to talk about a new protective services unit. From the force orders yesterday, the information came with effect from Monday, 25th March, that's yesterday, 2019. A new unit titled the Protective Services Unit has been established in the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force. The unit will be under the auspices of the Assistant Superintendent of Police in charge of Special Branch. The under-mentioned police officers have been posted in that unit. Sergeant 363, that's the number, the police number. Sebastian M., Special Branch. Corporal 80, number 80. Is that Biza B? Number 52, Corporal John Lewis D. From the SSU. Then we move on, Corporal Damia D. Number 141, CID. 105, Corporal Jackson J. Vekas. 403, Corporal Joseph N. Drugs Unit. 443, Constable Burnaby L. Drugs Unit. And then we have another Corporal Acting Esprit M. Then we have Constable Matthew J. Constable Matthew A. Constable Nelson N. Constable Joseph C. Constable Joseph T. Constable Maslin P. Constable Corbett C. RSU. And then there's another constable there, Thomas M. He's from the SSU. We move on. Constable Laurent D., SSU. Constable Farrell J., SSU. Constable Harry M., SSU. Constable Etienne D. Constable David C. Constable Thomas K. Constable McIntyre C., SSU. Constable Moses J., SSU. Constable Chillingford D., Roseau, from the Roseau Station. And then we have Constable Chillingford O., Roseau. Constable Bruno R., Portsmouth. West Constable Blondell Newton B. And then Constable Celestine B., Drugs Squad, that is. And then Celestine K., CID. These are the police officers that will join the Special Protective Services Unit, and that was established yesterday to provide, if you will, protection for this season there. I suspect the election season. Nowhere in that communique is it saying for who, but I'm sure it's left to your imagination. Do we need this kind of police service in Dominica? We have the Special Branch. I think that was providing that kind of service for the police. Why do we need? I may be wrong. Somebody may be able to explain to me what is this protective services unit about. Never. I've spoken to a number of police officers who said we've never seen that before. What is this about? We'll take your phone calls. 1:15. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Matt, is that really true, Matt?
I'm reading it to you, asking if it's really true.
Matthew, sometimes you could be reading it, but we really want that's really true. If Scary getting that protection for he and his wife, that's what I heard.
Well, it's not nowhere in that communique, but okay. I've heard that too.
Okay, that's what I heard. Where is the protection for Mr. Lennox Clinton as opposition leader? Where is that? What are we doing in Dominica, Matt? Are we creating a baby duck and a mama duck syndrome in Dominica, Matt?
Well, I'm hoping, as you mentioned, I'm hoping it's a protective service unit. I'm not sure if the opposition leader has spoken to me about, you know, he being awarded some protection, but nowhere in that communique is it saying who these gentlemen, these qualified police officers who will be protecting.
We want to know, Matt. We want to know. Can Skerritt and whoever organizing that Totumakut group tell us what it is? Dominicans, wake up, open all your eyes. But let me ask you another question.
Ask me a question.
When Skerritt became the Prime Minister of Dominica, who was the, how we call that? Right now we have a Deputy Prime Minister.
Right.
Who was the second after Pierre Charles?
It's Ambrose George.
Ambrose George.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what happened? Skerritt put him out and Skerritt became the Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Dominicans, open all your eyes. Skerritt looking to do that same thing in Dominica. Skerritt looking to become the president. That's what from where I seen it, Matt. And we better be careful in Dominica. Skerritt looking to maybe become the president of Dominica when he put his wife there. If God forbid that his wife would ever win that, his wife will become the prime minister, and Skerritt will become the president, and Dominica will be just like fletching Haiti.
Well, you're just assuming at this time. There's nothing supporting that. But, of course, it's fair comment. 117, hello, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, yes. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon to you.
I just want to tell the government of Dominica,
uh-huh,
don't matter how much police, how they extend the police force, this cannot protect them against the FBI and the U.S. military force if they have to come in. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. What is this protective services unit about? Can somebody clarify for me, please? Somebody clarify. And, you know, I was talking to earlier, you know, to a police officer who says he cannot understand what is this about. Maybe there's a need for it, but, I mean, do we have enough police officers? We always cry about, you know, not having enough police officers. Why are you taking 30 guys out of that unit to put them in a special place that we don't really need at this time? Some questions aloud. Hello, talk to me. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good afternoon, Matt, and how are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Well, the force is to protect, I hope it's to protect our children, and like the Mongol gang in Grenada. Dominicans, open all your eyes. Are you not seeing what's happening? What it needs for those young people? Those young people need protection. We're not seeing those young people need protection. Scared one to be there for all many years. And people talking nonsense, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. More telephone calls coming in here. We're talking about the Special Services Unit established yesterday, Monday, 25th March, 2019. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Pat. Can you call the names again for me?
What's that?
The names of the officers.
You want to call him again?
Yeah, the names.
Oh, you were not listening?
I'll
try my best. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that a little later. 4493095. Yes, I will repeat the names that we have here. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes.
I'm all right.
Just in you know.
I don't think.
Absolute amazement.
This 30 police officers are to protect Skerritt. I believe that this has to do with holding on to power by any means necessary and not accepting defeat. I think this is what these guys are being prepared to do, to assist in holding on to power by any means necessary and probably not accepting defeat, retaliation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Your imagination seems to be running wild. What would be, fear comment. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes?
Matto.
I'm here.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you, Matto, I don't hear the best set of trained police in that. So, I mean, we have all kind of prediction to make and so on. I mean, that don't come in. So, but that is not our best trained officer. So what is the whoopla, 30 man? compared to 250 well-trained and brave soldiers that we have, Matt, in the line, at the back, Matt. So what is the big whoopla about he wants to become dictator? In which country, Matt? Dominica do have no, not in a position to host or to have no dictator or Kerry going to stay there 50 years. Matt, as far as I'm concerned, Kerry himself, his seat, is in problem. Kerry must go. The young man that up there, Matt, must defeat Kerry in large numbers. So what is this fear about? The people of Dominica has already decided to change that rogue gangster team and put decent men and women to take over the affairs of the state. Because Roosevelt Kerry and his operatives and even his henchmen and them, they tend to be bringing Dominica into a rogue state like Somalia and the rest of the Darfur country and those rogue countries. But Matt, we have decided to take over our country. And Matt, no matter how much unit they set up, we have more trained men outside there, Matt, that are well-equipped, well-trained. And Matt, we are not afraid. And we will never be bamboozled. We will never be oppressed. And we have no fear, Matt. Because, Matt, at the end of the day, all of us have one life to live. Whether you live it 20 years or 70 years, but someday, somehow, we all will surpass and move to the great beyond. I thank you, Matt.
122, somebody wanted to hear again the list that I have according to the force orders there. Sergeant Sebastian M. Corporal Visa B. Corporal John Lewis D. Corporal Damier D. Corporal Jackson J. Corporal Joseph N. Constable Burnaby L. Corporal Acting Esprit M. Constable Matthew J. Constable Matthew A. Constable Nelson N. Constable Joseph C. Constable Joseph T. Constable Maston P. Constable Corbett C. Constable Thomas M. And we continue. Constable Laurent D. SSU. Constable Farrell JJ. SSU. Constable Harry M. SSU. Constable Etienne D. SSU. David C. SSU. Thomas K. SSU. McIntyre C. SSU. Moses J. SSU. Schillingford O. Rosso. The Rosso Branch. Bruno R. Portsmouth. Blondell Newton B. Rosso. Celestine B. From the Drug Squad. Celestine K. CID. So these are the 30 police officers that will make up the unit, the Protective Services Unit of the Dominica Police Force, of police service. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Greetings, my brethren.
Greetings to you, sir.
I agree with Bruno because I heard somebody call about outside forces. 30 police, I mean, even the police force, the entire police force in Dominica, if the people decide to stand against the entire government and the police force, there's not enough government government personnel and police to stop the people, you know. So nothing can protect a man, you know. A gun can't protect a man. He thinks he may kill a few, but at the end, what will happen to the person? So, I mean, it's pointless somebody, any person in government think they can stand against the people. The people is power. And the people without any arms can remove a government at any time they want, even without election. Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. I hope the protective service is to protect citizens from all drug gangs in Roseau. Somebody's pointing out there. I hope the police, the special police service there, is to protect the citizens from gangs we have in Roseau. Somebody's just pointing that out. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Hello, good day. How are you, Matt?
I'm here, sir. I'm here.
Well, let me tell you something. A coward man always puts scarecrows to divert the conversation. There are people that Skerrit want to cling on to power, but I tell you, he's a freak, a coward freak. But the most dangerous people, especially, let's take example, Senju, Vince, Kelva.
Something wrong with your telephone, sir? I don't know what happened. Maybe you should call us back, all right? But I heard Mr. Vince this morning very optimistic about, you know, winning this year's elections. Let's listen to Vince Anderson.
The B people have received the new candidates, have embraced them, and are working with them. And clearly, it's a clear victory for the Dominican Labour Party. Prior to that, I knew we were going to win, but the margin perhaps was smaller. But now I think like everything is at stake now. I mean, Labour Party seems that it's ready to take all the seats because the people are telling us. I know I'm not making this up based on how I feel. I'm talking about what the people are saying on throughout Dominica. And there are those who have been so disappointed with the leadership of the United Workers' Party that they have decided to support the Dominican Labour Party this time around. And you know, it comes as no surprise because when you look around and see what the Dominican Labour Party has done for Dominica, you see no reason why we should not be given another term to continue the good work. So that is being felt, and I'm happy to be part of that process, and we will continue. We will meet with the people, hear from them, know what we need to do to address their concerns. And that's the key, responding to the concerns of people and being able to continue giving Dominica the kind of leadership that it deserves.
Now, the question is to Mr. Vince Anderson. I wish I had an opportunity to speak to Mr. Vince Anderson. After 19 years, you're now ready to give the people the leadership that they deserve. I just want to say there on the side that, you know, the people of Bellevue Chopin from the Peter Savan area, Erica, is receiving some homes this afternoon. I think it's 50 homes. Congratulations there. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes?
Mr. Penalty.
I'm here.
Mr. Penalty.
I'm here, sir.
Mr. Penalty, Dominicans were warned. Dominicans were warned. He's preparing for war. He went to Wesley, he tell us, if all you vote the UWP, terrorizing and threatening the nation, the blood of the nation will be on all your hands. What he was telling us, if you deconstruct that, in no other way can you do that, is to conclude, Skerrit telling you, he will not concede defeat. Matt, you say in the statement you read having to do with the list of police officers, uh-huh. 30 of them, Matt?
30 of them, yes.
Maybe if you investigate, these are guys who train in Venezuela and China, you know, special branch fellas, and, you know, they're ready to kill people, but be careful, because all you're ready, the people will be ready too. And Matt, Roosevelt's Skerrit, my brethren, has concluded. You are convinced, Matt? Vince is a man with no soul, so I call him convinced. Not convinced, but convinced. Matt, these guys, I warn Dominicans, who am I? Whose blessings? I will be in the news. Why will not make news, Matt? But I will be in the news. Matt, what is happening right now, my brethren? Roosevelt Skerrit realized, well, yes, his days are numbered. So he trained some executioners, Matt, to get rid of people that want to rise up when they refuse to concede defeat. So when you see what happened to Lennox Linton, Thompson Fontaine, Edison James, and all these great people, even Jerry Brisbane and Judith Pestina, tell them they cannot pay in their hotel and all kind of nastiness. But somebody had to tell me that is where we are. It's not where we're going. If coming events cast their shadows before them, when the events are upon you, you can't be preoccupied looking for shadows. And this is it. This is it, Matt. It is just a matter of time. You see all of all you that criticizing blessings and hate Linton. All you have to be Linton by Matt guilty, Matt, that is the final time. I don't want to leave Dominica in a body bag. I will go in a body bag because that's where I was born. But I refuse to be buried in that land, boss. That land is contaminated and greed by the bourgeoisies and foreign immigrants who establish in Dominica. All carry that to this, give them passport to sell and give them duty free and all kind of thing. And they're watching that kind of nonsense going on in Dominica. Where not one man, Tony Astafan's in it, and many are Charles Savrin. Couple of them just hijacked Dominica, Blackmore, Austria, all of them, and Corbett and all of them. They hijacked Dominica, Matt. And if you dare to rise up against them, they will shoot you like a dog in the streets. Mark these words.
129 blessings. Thank you very much again. We'll take a break and then we'll come back. Special services unit there, protective services units, established yesterday by the Dominica Police Service. Coming back.
Dominica, your super fast LTE network is here. Enjoy Digicel calling, 1 hour of free video streaming, unlimited WhatsApp messaging, plus up to 5 gigabytes of data on your LTE prepaid bundle. Activate it now on the My Digicel app. Come on, live the experience. Digicel.
Guya. Quiav, where our food is our passion and our passion is your pleasure. If you're looking for catering for your wedding, or looking for somewhere to satisfy your craving, we have like a dove. So many years they've been giving love. Honey by your love, we have honey by your love. So much people admit when they're feeling hungry, or feeling for something sweet like a pastry. The number one choice in the country. Honey by your love, we are honey by your love. Annie, 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 by your, 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 by your. We have restaurant, patisserie, and catering services. Check us out at 15 Cox Street, Roseau, or call us at 767-448-2930.
Would you like to rock it with me, baby?
Oldest dance party!
I'm in love a woman with big bottom.
Oldest dance party!
Celebrate good times, come on!
It's the Sunday, Dimash Pack! The grand return of the oldest dance party! At the Cynic 5-Star Bar and Grill, Jimmy!
Summer loving had me a blast.
Mr. Mix, the Mix Master General, Dr. Mika Lamani, Martin the Morning, DJ Sly, Prince Wadix, and more.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Easter Sunday, April 21 from 9 p.m. Entrance only $25. Grand return of the oldest dance party. Get your outfits ready to dance the night away as we uncover the memories, rediscover the timeless classics, unmatched dance and precision, dance école, provocative and romantic lullabies.
Jasmine, Jasmine.
Easter Sunday.
Lucky buddy, brother day.
The oldest return.
You've requested it and we have heard. You have been asking and it's now a reality. St. Lucia, St. Lucia, St. Lucia. May Day, one day to St. Lucia with Val Ferry, May 6th. For only $264, we are sailing to the Helen of the West, St. Lucia. Departing the Rosa Ferry Terminal at 6 a.m. Departing St. Lucia at 6 p.m. Contact our offices to register. Val Ferry, May Day, one day to St. Lucia, May 6th. Your wish is Val Ferry Commander. Said Lissy, Val Ferry Kevin Papa.
All right, Dominique, we are back, huh? Somebody from the diaspora asked a minister in government, I won't call the name. What is this? Department, new police department is all about. His answer must be to protect the returning Dominicans so pee is not thrown on them or oil on the runway. That was his response, the minister's response. I'll read it again. Maybe to protect returning Dominicans so pee is not thrown on them or oil on the runway. All right, so... Special Services Unit in place in Dominica, effective March 25th, 2019. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Good morning or good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon, Matt. How you doing?
I'm here.
Matt, is Dominica a country or a landmass with just individuals with no law, no constitution? You know, what is Dominica? What has Dominica become, Matt?
It's the island of Dominica, boy. Yes.
But Matt, I heard that clip from Vince.
Yes.
When Vince said he's meeting with the people and listening to their concerns, is he referring to Dominicans or the boatloads of Haitians and Santo Domingo? He cannot be referring to the Dominican people. I mean, for 20 years, man, are you still listening to Dominicans' concerns? Vince, as a bona fide Dominica, I am. I think you guys have expired. You guys have no clue in running a country. You guys don't know what it is to run a country. And I think it's high time the Dominican people, the bona fide Dominican people, realize what's happening to their country and get you guys out of there. You guys are a bunch of nincompoops. You guys don't know what to do with a country, my brother. You guys are a bunch of waste of time, man. And it's high time Dominican people figure out what's happening to their country, and we have to take our country back. 20 years you guys are in there. Not one thing you guys could mention to say, okay, this has generated 10 jobs, this has generated X number of jobs. You guys are just creating massive poverty in the country. Have people as, man, Vince, man, go and find a job for you to do, man. Thank you.
He has a job as the ambassador to the OAS. 135, hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
And good afternoon to your listening public. Matt, you know, I am chuckling here because you did say that Vince, oh, no, 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 you played a tip here. Vince is telling us that the Labour Party is ready to give Dominicans the leadership that they deserve. Is that not correct, my brother?
I did ask a question after 19 years. I just asked that question.
Well, my brother, there are many questions to be asked. And, of course, we need to come to some logical conclusion because it's been a long time that the opposition in this country has been saying that this country is lacking leadership, so much so that the opposition UWP Team Dominica, they've got a slogan going on, we deserve better than the last 19 years. Today, Vince Henderson is on public radio telling the world that he absolutely agrees with the position of the United Workers' Party, Team Dominica, that Dominica deserves better by way of leadership of what it has had for the last 19 years. The thing about it is the sad thing I should say, is that Vince is seeking now to convince us that after having failed as a government for 19 years, we are to believe that they are now ready to give us the leadership. The leadership that Dominica deserves, rightly so, is already in place. It is standing by as the incoming government. So Vince Henderson ought to know that. And he must also understand that one of the reasons that Dominicans' minds are so made up as far as the lack of leadership is because when a government in 10 years, we got the accountant the other day on the radio saying, showing us that based on the passport sale after in 10 years, we are out something like $15 billion that cannot be spoken to, cannot be accounted for. We cannot see it on the ground. $15 billion that has been supposedly collected at least over the last 10 years, and we have nothing to show. So my brother, in closing, I want to agree with Vince Henderson. I want to agree. Vince Henderson told us that Dominica deserves better, a better leadership than we have had over the last 19 years. It is time for us to vote wisely for the United Workers' Party, Team Dominica, the source. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you. You know, just again, some advice to the opposition. Dominica is now in the pre-polling rigging season. Pay close attention, some sources saying to me at this time. So pay attention to what is going on there in your constituencies. When this final list is out, check, check, and check again. 139, hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt, good afternoon.
I'm here.
What? Why everything is a problem, Matt? Every day is a different...
Hold on, what is the problem? Why do you think it's not a problem?
But every day is a different thing, is a voter's thing. Is a different...
My friend, I'm trying to address you. We have never had that in the past. So now people are asking questions, what is this all about? Do you have a problem with it?
Matt, what I say, nobody's only that say they're going to put oil on the airstrip.
Who said they're going to put oil on the airstrip?
But workers that say that.
Workers said that? Quote me somebody in the workers who said that.
What is all of all?
I'm saying, who I said that too? Matt Peltier, my friend. Let me get you off that ear, okay? 139, start talking some sense and we'll engage you a little further. Hello, 139, talk to me. 4493095, I like to have intelligent discussions, my friend. You're welcome to call, but let's talk and have an intelligent discussion. Me, Matt Peltier, say that? Oh my God. I wonder else what else you would say I say. You gonna say I said that? Spread oil on the air? Oh my God. the kind of propaganda that's out there. I mean, if you want to have an intelligent conversation, feel free to call. But let's talk. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
And yesterday I told you that the 16th was supposed to be the election.
Mm-hmm. And you're still convinced of that?
I am convinced.
But what about budget day? Because, of course, they're talking about budget. When would that come to play?
Listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
I sent them last night in St. Joseph in a private meeting.
Mm-hmm.
At Vanos John Charles' place,
right,
where Vince Anderson was. And I want to tell him that Dominica do not need no Tonton Macoute, neither the ones from Haiti. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, you need to think, and you need to think it over. Because this party that you have been calling the Scary Labour Party needs to go. We cannot stay in this calamity anymore. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to see it. Right now, people of St. Joseph, Mero, Layu, and Dells, they have made up their mind. They are not going to vote the Dominica Labour Party anymore.
All right, caller, thank you very much. You seem very convinced about that one. 141. We move from election date, and he said, to something else. Hello, talk to me. Stick to your point all the time. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Amazing. Yes, hello.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, I mean, listening to what Vince had to say there is a laughing matter. I mean, you're giving him airtime because, you know, he's doctor so-and-so and doctor so-and-so.
I'm giving him a doctor. He's a Dominican. He can express his views.
Yes, after all, yeah. But I mean, Matt, then propaganda there is for the propaganda show, not for your high-class show. Because, I mean, come on, listen to Vince Neman. Vince is saying that Dominicans are not satisfied with the leadership of the UWP. I mean, come on. I mean, this is just pure lie. I mean, and you doesn't promote lie on your show. And me as an intelligent young man listening to Vince on your show, you know, it's like Bruno saying yesterday that he couldn't eat his KFC. It's a good thing I've eaten my lunch already.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. 142, let's move on. You know, again, I welcome all views, but let's just talk. Let's have a conversation. Vince, nothing wrong with Vince expressing himself. It's his opinion. Hello, talk to me. Hi, talk to me. Yes.
Hello, Matt.
Yes.
Am I live on here?
Yeah, oh, you're live. You're right. Yes, you're live. You're talking to me.
Okay, Matt, I just want to make one contribution.
Okay.
I would like to warn my people with this Prime Minister Roosevelt's carriage. This man is a devil. This man is not of God. This man has a mission to accomplish if he wins this election, this term. If he wins this election, this term, he has a mission to accomplish, and I'm warning my people, do not vote this man. This man is not simple. He is not of God. He operating in darkness. Thank you very much, Matt.
All right, somebody's from the diaspora saying this special service unit can't be for Dominicans. I feel it is because they feel the U.S. might come here either before or after Venezuela. So Ahab and Jezebel trying to protect themselves against the U.S. 30 police officers against special units of the U.S. Army that doesn't make any sense to me. There's no way. You can land 10 special Marines in Dominica, and our police is no match for these guys. So I don't know if I want to entertain that conversation. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes?
Yeah, Matt, where that rumor come out about May 6th in this election?
But I dismissed that, my friend. I dismissed that.
No, I know, but he's all your partner from Roseau Center.
But I dismissed that. Now you tell me who said it?
Who Glenn Roy Soso Coffee that I'm not saying?
My boy, I never heard Glenn Roy Soso Coffee say anything like that. You know, again, you're trying to spread a rumor that's not true. 145, hello, talk to me. I'm trying to protect you. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes? Hello? Are you there, caller? No, you're not. Hello. Is someone... Yes, hello, talk to me.
Tell Ari to talk to the radio and say his nonsense because he will get something.
All right, hello, talk to me. I forgot to ask you, Alistair, because somebody has been, you know, saying that to me for the whole entire week, that I just to ask you aloud if you are employed at this time. Hello, talk to me. Maybe you can call back and answer me that question. Hello. Yes, hello. Talk to me.
Matt, you know, a serious accusation was made against you a while ago.
Yes, I heard
about,
that. But
about the spraying of oil on the S-ship.
I mean, if you have common sense, you'll dismiss that. I don't make statements like that. Yes?
I can't get the term now, but that is an attempt of suicide, you know, I tell you.
So who's attempting suicide?
That is an attempt, Matt, of killing people, throwing oil on the runway, Matt Pelty.
My friend, I'm going to just dismiss that. I won't even entertain that conversation there. I mean, if you know me well, don't even repeat that. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Hello.
Yes, I'm employed. My job, and I draw in regular. My job is to ensure that Boo Boo Linton will get in power.
Hello. Employed by who?
Well, I'm employed by the government. They pay me regular, and my job is...
What do they pay you for?
Huh?
What do they pay you for?
They pay me for all everything you can think of.
My job
to ensure that Linton will be the Prime Minister of Dominica.
What is it that they're paying you for?
They pay me for everything.
All right, okay, caller. I mean, you're not making sense. 146, hello, talk to me. Yes, hello.
Matt, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your listeners.
Uh-huh.
Why do you hear people like Vince Henderson defending Roosevelt's Kerry? They know what they're defending, Matt.
Okay.
These are people who have wealth in their name. It's alleged that they cannot give an account for. Cannot give an account for. And while the people of Dominica suck in salt, things are not working for them. Just look around and see how it is working for the ministers of government. And they're not telling us what it is that they are doing. That it is working for them, for we to do it, for it to work for us too, Matt. For you to eat a bread, you have to support Labour Party. For your child to get a scholarship, you have to go to Labour Party. You have to support Labour Party. To get out of under tarpaulin, you have to support Labour Party. What nonsense is that, Matt? What nonsense is that in that country? Dominicans, eat them, drink them, and get them out. Look at the type of homes that they are building for the people, Matt. Plywood houses without no facilities like water and light, Matt. But look at what they are taking for themselves. Go around the country and find out. Do your own investigation. See what they are putting on people's name, Matt. Go around and do your own research. Just watch what they're taking for themselves. And when those wicked people finish, they talk about for Dominica. Oh, we love Dominica so much that all you sign a memorandum of understanding on our behalf, and we do not know what we sign. We're waiting for the election to call. Call the election. All you have the money, yes. But we have the power, and we will teach all you a lesson that all you will never, ever forget. Wicked creatures.
All right, Copel. All right. Slow it down there. 1:48 is the afternoon time. Hello. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, man. I there.
Uh-huh.
But are we still on the nurses
we're talking about the police now, the police, special police unit.
Oh, the special
protective services unit. The protective services unit that's established yesterday.
Okay, yes. Well, I already talked about that already. But Matt, let me call and tell you one thing again. I told you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If a person is a thief, they will support another thief. Okay? Have a good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. 1:49 is the afternoon time. We have 11 more minutes on the talk on the block. Always very hot in the afternoon. Hello.
Everyone.
Yes, good afternoon to you, sir. Yes, blessing.
Uh-huh. These guys, Skerrit is getting ready. I don't know about the thing. Well, all of that in it.
Right.
To terrorize Dominicans even more. But if a man can tell you, if you vote DUWP, the blood of the nations will be on your hands. The man is setting up himself, Matt, even when Dominicans vote him out. He's going to terrorize them. He will shoot them. He'll do everything. No, Matt, if you have to do a background check.
Oh, but that's a serious allegation, Blessings, to say that, you know, he will shoot them.
Matt, if a prime minister tell you you're too free in your country, what can you put beyond him? If he tell you if you vote the opposition, he will kill you. What can you put beyond him, Matt? Matt, we usually wait for the axe to drop, Matt. The man is a terror. And the man agree, whatever demon he has invoked that manifests in him, Matt. is talking to him and telling him, take out 13 there, put 13 there, do this, do that. The man is a madman. And you're telling me, but Matt, I know you're a journalist. I am not. I'm sorry if I offend you. God bless.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Blessings. You just have to be very careful with your words. 150. Hi. Talk to me. Yes. Yes.
My first birthday.
Mola Sakafet.
Mon couton bougla gani pale, on bouk ki di le bouk abay tout sa yi bouzouen. C'est ça mon ka di, gwa bonne, han bak ka di. Pa poum bagay de mesa de pou yi gwete, because an yen yo kaba, person kaba bagay pou an yen, se ke choy imin, et tout mon gani di.
Okay, I'm back. Thank you, 150, hi, talk to me. Yes. Hello. Oh, we're not attacking personally. Hanbag spoke to the issue. Why do you want to take him on personally?
No, but Hanbag cannot read it. He cannot read it.
So what? Hanbag is the only person that cannot read?
Me tell you, and tell Blessings, I have some groceries for him.
Oh, okay. Well, you're getting personal now. Again, I might not even entertain your call when you call back. You're talking a lot of nonsense now. 9 minutes, I'm giving you a chance, and you're blowing it all up. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes?
Hello, man. Good morning.
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon to all Dominicans.
Yes, hello.
Dominicans, do not let Vince Lazy Head Nelson fool all you. I can tell, Mr. Nelson, you're out of reach of the people. Your accent has changed. You're a Yankee boy now.
Oh, Yankee.
So is your mind. Vince, name one sustainable development you guys created for 19 years. You all met the whole economy. Now we are living on 3/4 of the economy. Ross went 1/4 of the economy. Is gone. Vince, you guys do not have Dominican development at heart. And you know it. Vince, bring a report card. No lies. Amen. Thank you very much.
All right. So you're talking about somebody can't be not able to read and write. Remember Blessing's story? Blessing's a very successful one. He could not read and write, but he trained himself. And can you speak better than he? Can you speak better than him? The caller who just called. Can you articulate better than him? Lessons of success right there, my friend. 152, hi. Talk to me. Yes.
Matt,
yes.
Only talk about election. If the list is open, there will be no election, Take it to the bank. If the list is open, there will be no election. You see, guess when I say that? They can talk about what they want, say what they want. No list, clean, no election. You put an injunction. I prepare to die for Dominica. Tell them I elevate my jacket. I don't fret them.
You don't fret them. Okay, Jimbo, thank you very much. 152, 8 more minutes before, of course, we close it up for Did You Sell Hour. Hello. Yes?
Matt, good afternoon.
Are you there? Yes.
Matt, when Blessing speaks, Matt, we initially are cautious, but let me just remind you of the statement of a labor right, one of the prime minister's lawyers. I don't know if you have that in your archives.
Uh-huh.
We will come after them after Obama.
I hear that.
Like Obama. You remember that, man?
I remember that, yes. I think it's somewhere there.
What is that government? What is he saying? He's going to come after United Workers Party. He called them terrorists, but he's going to come after them like Obama went after terrorists. What government is that? Matt, get the clip. Play it.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, 153. 153. Hi. Talk to me. Yes?
Matt, how are you doing?
I'm trying my best.
Okay, that's good. Sometimes in the morning before you start your program,
mm-hmm.
you usually say it is better to be thought of as a fool than
to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Yes.
Let me tell you something, my brother in Bafe State. I am not surprised, but at the same time, you cannot be attacking a man who speaks very well like Blessing and attacking a man like Hanbag, saying that Hanbag cannot read and write. If Hanbag cannot read and write, and you can do that, you should set the example to them. Let them see that there's a difference in you. Because you call in and Matt ask you a question. What work are you doing if you are employed? You're doing everything. You're getting pay. And you keep just calling the radio. If you was at work, no, you would not be calling the radio talking all them crap. Take it easy, my brother. Calm down. Okay? Have a nice afternoon.
All right. Some advice. They're going to my brother there in Bafe State. I was told. I don't know where he lives, but I was told that. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Hello.
Yes, Matt. The lady that just called, tell her, check her bag when she sell her cool.
You see, again, you're not making sense, my friend. They try to give you a chance every time you call, but you want to attack people personally. I mean, look in the mirror, sir. Look in the mirror before you start attacking people. Where are you employed? I ask you a very simple question. You're doing everything. What is everything? Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Good afternoon to you, Matt. How do you do?
Oh, so, for Rosso.
Yeah, you can't say no to so-so. Roso is not for sale, Matt.
Roso is not for sale.
No, it has never been. It will never be for sale.
So-so.
But Matt,
yes, tell me.
Yes, sir.
No, I said...
I've heard Mr. Vincent the same.
Uh-huh.
And again, it appears to me that he's out of touch with reality. Remember, Mr. Vincent's statement said to you, or said in that clip, that, you know, when he assessed the new candidate, he felt a breath of, you know, confidence.
Fresh air, yeah.
That's uh-huh. what, you know, and then he catch up himself and he said, even before that, he knows that they are going to win the election. Remember, man, the Dominican people, they have not asked for a change in candidate. They have asked for a change of government, and that is what they are going to execute. So Vince is really out of touch with reality, and he knows that the people will not vote Labour again. However, Matt, Vince will have to try, he has to say something. Matt, the people of Dominica, and by the way, as I speak, I heard a caller spoke about pre-election rigging, and it is very important to us in Roseau Central as well. Because, Matt, I will make the world know what we are doing. We may appear to be quiet, but we are doing our work.
Okay.
Matt, we have recorded every empty lot in Roseau Central, every dilapidated home, every house in Roseau Central, and this list will be presented to the electoral office sometime this week. Because we noticed in pre-elections rigging, they can use dilapidated houses or empty lots to register people. And so this will be presented to the electoral office this coming week. So we are hard at work. I don't want to have a message for Labour Party. Labour Party has never won the Roseau Central seat. Nor will they win it this time. The United Workers Party has won Roseau in the last three consecutive general elections, 2005, 2009, and 2014. This time around, we are going bigger, and we are going to win bigger. Matt, the people must be reminded of one thing. Remember what Mr. Skerritt said?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not his candidate, it is he. So Mr. Skerritt must be reminded that he got defeated in Roseau Central already. Because he had Alo's picture with his Alvin Bernard all over, and his picture is above Alvin. And he says, if you do not want the candidate, then vote me. Well, the United Workers Party candidate last time, he beat both Alvin Bernard and Mr. Skerritt. And this time he's using his wife. I'm saying, Melly, I'm sorry. You were imposed on the people of Roseau Central. This is not the way we do it in Roseau Central. Roseau Central believes in democracy, and you being imposed by your husband, it is not a good thing for us. Matt, I'm sorry, she has to spend and do more spending. That cannot help her in Roseau Central. We are steadfast in Roseau Central. We are doing what we have to do in Roseau Central. Roseau is not for sale. The only candidate that the people know of in Roseau Central is Mr. Glenroy Soso Coffey.
You
can't say no to Soso.
You're very confident, Soso. You're very, very confident.
Sir, I said no one says no to Soso. It is rumored, man, that I have a mountain to climb.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you, there's no mountain to climb in Roseau Central. We are not going to lull to complacency. We are doing our work. But importantly, the people know that the only party they believe in right now, the only government that can do something to uplift the face of Roseau is the United Workers Party. And Matt, we have a team comprised of strong men and women of diverse backgrounds. And we are going to bring a new development thrust into Dominica. And when we are elected by the people are going to say, had they known that, they would have changed the government long time. Matt, Labour Party is on the last days. They are not going to make it. The sentiment out there is that we do not want Labour. But more importantly, the people of Dominica, they are going to rescue the country once and for all from this rogue government. So I want to appeal to everyone, stay calm, do your work, go out to the various constituencies, help your team when necessary. It is not good enough to talk, but it's good enough to be in action. Be in action. Go house to house. Do your work. Be vigilant. Open your eyes. Knock the doors. Talk to people.
pray with them, hug them, kiss them, and let us change this country. No amount of money will do it. No amount of money will do it. You know what will do it? Your commitment to save your patrimony. That's what will do it. And we are committed as a team to ensure that we give that service to people just for Dominica, not for ourselves. Not for ourselves. We are not coming for ourselves. Matt, thank you for the opportunity. Do have yourself a good afternoon. And Dominicans, wherever you are, I say good afternoon to you. And let me tell my uncle, Norman, that thanks that I've received the PA system. I've sung in it. It sounds good. The people of Rose will be hearing me very soon. Uncle Norman, hats off to you. Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon, Matt.
You can't say no to so-so.
You can't say no to so-so.
All right, we come back, Dominique. When we come back, the Digicel Hour will come back tomorrow morning right here on Q.
The first quarter sale is on at L.A. Dubonnet Hardware Store. 4 days of savings just for you. Shop from Wednesday 27th to Saturday 30th March and save big with these great deals. Up to 20% off curtain rods and accessories. Extra discounts on 2 or more gallons of paint. Up to 20% off toilets, face basins, faucets, kitchenware, and extra savings store-wide. Plus, win shopping vouchers when you shop on Friday 29th and Saturday 30th March. Terms and conditions apply. Great savings just for you. Come home to quality and affordability at LA Dubonnet Hardware.